Welcome to another week of Who's Gonna Win? Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field. Gentlemen, not the best week for myself, but for everyone else. We had some scattered differentials in records. And before we dive into last week's, how's everyone's weekend been? How's everyone's week?
Good. Doing good.
Looking forward to a football Friday night, baby.
There you go.
Nothing too eventful or exciting besides Chris Parks coming back with us.
Oh,
we're so excited you're back.
I decided I probably should stay away because I do better when I do that. But
you do.
Find out.
Well, hopefully we can play some mind tricks.
I'm glad you're back.
His voice sounds a little deeper this week than it did last week.
Yeah.
I heard that.
And so let's look at last week's totals here. We'll start in last place with Jim Field and myself. We both went, or our totals are the same, 21 and 11. But last week I went 4-4, and then Matt went 5-3. Jim went 6-2, and Chris went 7-1, our winner from week 5. And now looking at our last week's game, starting with Exira EHK at Sydney. Well, Jim, you were right on the money there. You were the only one who went with Exira EHK, and it paid off.
I follow the Spartans, baby.
Then we had Griswold at Fremont Mills. We all picked Fremont Mills and were correct. And as well, Coon Rapids Bayard at Cam. We all selected Cam and chose that correctly. And there was some division between IKM Manning at Riverside. And Chris, you were correct. The only one who picked the
Huskies.
Close
game, though. Real close.
It's two limbs. Two limbs in 1 week.
But just going to say, that doesn't happen very often.
Impressive. Very impressive. Then we had Underwood at AHSTW. We were all 4-0 on that one, choosing Underwood. And some division again with MVAOCOU at OABCIG. And Jim and I have learned this toxic lesson of when we pick together, we're always wrong, Jim. I don't think we picked a single game together, us two, correctly. And Matt and Chris were correct in picking OABCIG. Then Van Meter at Clarinda. I was going for my own limb, trying to be special. And I was wrong picking Clarinda. Van Meter won that one. And then we had Winterset at Atlantic to finish things off. And Matt picked Atlantic, and you were wrong.
Yes, I did.
Here we go again. You have to support the Trojans. It's very important. My goodness.
Spartan, Trojan.
Trojans. Yeah.
They're pretty much
all
the
European.
Same.
It's just semantics. It's all, semantics. I appreciate that. And with that, let's take a break. And but before we do that, we'd like to say thank you to Fairway Foods and Rush CPA for sponsoring Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770. To prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's original pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
And let's dive in now to our two upcoming games here. We have Cam at Exira EHK. And let's start with Chris, since you're back and you are the top dog right now. Who do you got?
Well, yeah, good to be atop that mountain. It's been a long time since Mr. Mullinex hasn't been atop this sheet, so I appreciate that. this will be always a fun game when these two teams get together, just because of the proximity. A lot of the kids know each other, families know each other. But Cam has been rolling. Chase Speaker is playing really well. Braden Chester on the defensive side has made a nice impact for them there this season. I like what Jameson Kilworth has started to do at the quarterback spot there for Exira EHK, but Cam's going to be too much here. I'm going to take the Cougars.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, it's a rivalry, I would guess. C&M and Exira, Elkhorn, Exira. C&M and Elkhorn Kimbleton were rivals back in the day. Exira and Anita were rivals. C&M and Anita, and I mean, you go on and on with all the different schools and stuff. Now they've become two, but Yeah, it should be fun. It should be a lot of points scored, I would imagine, in this one. Both have been able to put points on the board, get the ball in the end zone. I think Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton has had a tougher schedule probably than Cam has faced so far this year, but we all knew what we were getting with Cam. They were going to be retooling again this year and reloading, and they've been rolling. And they've also picked off 11 passes, and Xyra EHK likes to throw the ball a little bit more. So I like Cam on the road here in this one.
Last week I got to watch Cam play, and I was extremely impressed with how Coach Bauer runs things and the program they have down there. Also, Chase Speaker, he is he's quite the athlete, and I think he's going to be too tough for the Spartans, considering he's 27 for 47 on the season, 520 yards. Seven passing touchdowns, 12 rushing touchdowns, and 400 yards. I have Cam winning and staying undefeated. Matt?
Yeah, I've kind of went through some of the same things there, you guys. I think the big thing is stands out is Cam's defense, 34 tackles for loss, 11 interceptions, 4 fumble recoveries. So I'm going to go. I also have returned a kickoff and a punt return for touchdowns as well. So I'm going to go with the Cougars on the road.
Okay, so we're all unified in that Cam will win against Xyra EHK. Next up, we have what feels like Oklahoma State at Iowa State, but really it's Stanton at Griswold. So, Jim, start things off for us here.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to go first on this one. BC Moore's got Stanton favored by about 13 here in this one. I tell you, I don't think you're going to find a game anywhere in the state of Iowa this week where you'll have two smaller quarterbacks than you will here in this one. Nolan Greben at 5'8 and 123 pounds and Bodie Wyman at 5'8 and 140 pounds. Those are some small quarterbacks. Those are some very small quarterbacks. But, you know, when I pointed out size, but when you look at the overall size of the two squads, I think Griswold actually has a little bit more size, a little bit beefier line and a few bigger guys. I'm going to regret this. I think Griswold might pull the upset this week.
Jim!
I'm going to take Griswold at home for the upset. I know we haven't seen a lot from Griswold yet this year, and the offense has kind of been stuck in the mud a little bit. But Stanton's not burning it up either, and I just kind of feel like if Griswold's going to grab one, this might be their opportunity. So I'll probably be all by myself out here on this, but I'm going to take the Tigers at home.
Matt, are you okay? You kind of look shook from that comment from
I know. I'm just pondering what's going on. Yeah,
he maybe has some insider information.
He must have.
Not the prettiest game, as I alluded to, what I expect going to the Iowa State-Oklahoma State game. Both teams have struggled this season. And if Griswold was going to get a win, this is going to be the game. This would be the game to do it. But Bodie Wyman has yet to throw a touchdown, so I think the principal thing to do is go with Stan. I think Stan's going to win. Griswold will make it close, but I see Stan winning. Matt?
Yeah, I think, they've got a similar team in there that they played, Fremont Mills. And, you know, Stanton, I think, played him a little closer, able to score. I think that's probably the biggest factor in this game is probably the ability that Stanton can move the ball a little bit better than Griswold can. There's a lot of other factors that are similar between the two teams, so just for that reason, I'm going to go with the, the visiting team in Stanton.
And Chris, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously both teams have struggled. They both have pretty tough schedules here so far. You know, the competition they played has been pretty good for both of them. I do kind of lean towards the side of a team that's been able to do a little bit more, though. I like the offense that Stanton has been able to at least gain some yardage and gain a little bit of confidence in that regard. So I think Stanton comes in and gets it done.
Okay, and with that, we're going to take another break here on Who's Gonna Win.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back. and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, brought to you by Fairway Foods and Rush CPA. Alrighty, we have Riverside at ACGC, and with that, I'm going to start things off for us. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. Riverside messed things up for the three of us last week, but the rushing attack of the Chargers is dominant. They have four different ball carriers who have rushed at least 20 times and still average 7 yards per carry. I like the rushing depth, so I'm going to take ACGC to win. Matt?
Okay. Yeah, we know exactly, since Coach Matthews has been at ECGC, exactly what they're going to do. And it's going to be run the ball left, right, and middle. And it's not going to vary from that. So they've got a nice start to their season. You know, Riverside's had a tough schedule. I think their strength of schedule, according to BC Moore, has been the 11th toughest in Class A in there. But I'm going to have to go with ACGC. I think just that ground and pound, they just grind away at you in there, and so I'm going to go with the Chargers at home.
Sounds like Hawkeye football right there, the ground and pound game. Chris?
Yeah, I think this will be an interesting game to keep an eye on. Obviously, Jackson Gordon has had a really good year for Riverside, but unfortunately, I think it's been too much on his shoulders. They need some other guys to step up and get some things going, especially in the pass game. I'm surprised that they don't have a receiver that's stepped up bigger yet for them. ACGC, great on the ground. Obviously, Jathan South, their new quarterback's doing a really good job. And then on the defensive side, Tegan Slaybaugh has really stood out with some big plays early in the season. So, yeah, I like what they get done on the ground. And that's where some other teams have had success against Riverside. So I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Okay, Jim, tell us.
Yeah, a lot of what's been said already. They both have played pretty good schedules. Riverside, it's sometimes you just don't get rewarded enough because they played a really tough schedule and they've been close, very competitive, and probably should have a little bit better record than what they do. But when you play that kind of a schedule, it's what happens sometimes. ACGC, like you said, run. And they control the line of scrimmage. They ball fake. They try to sneak some things past you, and they're going to sneak a win out of this one at home.
Okay. Our following game here, Trainer at AHSTW, and Matt, you'll be leading us here.
I get this one first. Okay. Well, good. Yeah, Trainer, strength of schedule, they're 4-0, but their strength of schedule is sitting there at about 30th in 1A. AHSTW at 2-2 on the season is number 3 as far as their strength of schedule. So, yeah, they've definitely played a tough schedule in here. But I think they've lost two in a row here back to back with a couple of tough losses to Underwood and Kemper Catholic, and they're both close. Suck up, their quarterback is doing a nice job, not just through the air where he's completing 63% of his passes, but also on the ground. Luke Sternberg in there as well, doing some damage on the ground. My only question would be their defense. I think they've given up a fair amount of points so far this season. But with that said, I am going to go with the home team, the 2-2 team, HSTW, the Vikings at home for the victory.
Interesting. Okay. Chris.
Yeah, this is a good game. Boy, what a schedule both these teams have had early on in the season. And yeah, for HSTW, it's just another one. It seems like they just keep coming for them. I do like what Sukup has done for them, and of course they've got some other playmakers spread across the field that can get some things done. Ben Casey's been able to air it out a little bit for Trainer. They've been pretty good through the air, so that'll be a good test for that Viking secondary. But I think this is one of those games where, you know, the Vikings are going to be locked in. They know that they've let a couple get away from them here recently. Sounded like last week maybe wasn't quite as competitive as the week before. They played really well there against Kemper, had a chance to win, and just not quite as well against Underwood. But they're ready to bounce back, so I'm going to go with the Vikings as well.
Okay. Jim?
Yeah, I didn't even consider this much of a contest. Trainer throws the ball around quite a bit. I'm more impressed with AHSTW's losses than I am with Trainer's victories so far this year. They've run a pretty tough schedule and darn near got those two teams that they lost to as well. And those are two of the better teams in their classes. They have a better run game. I just like AHSTW better right now. And this is an old Western Iowa Conference thumper. I mean, this is back in the day of Oha Shelby Tennant and Trainer. They've been playing each other for decades in that conference, and they know each other well, and they play a different style of ball. Like I said, Trainer airs it out quite a bit, and AHSTW likes to throw a little bit more, likes to run a little bit more. But, yeah, I think the Vikings are going to be tough at home.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm not feeling confident with saying that. Yeah. you've all hit on points that I've thought about. You got to talk about the strength of schedule with BC Moore. AHSTW has some strong losses against Underwood and Kemper Catholic. But a few things that I saw with Trainer, I saw that their defense has been pretty stout, and they've only given up 40 points, even though it's not been a tough schedule. 28 of those points came against their win against Clarinda. So I like seeing that. I like Ben Casey. He's 65% completion percentage, 928 yards, 13 touchdowns, and he doesn't have a lot of turnovers, only 3 interceptions. So I've gone against Trainer before. It didn't work. So I'm going to go with him this time and go out on a limb, try to come back here.
Okay. Yeah, we all know Mr. Corso's losing his edge. So
yeah.
Losing?
And next up here, we have Red Oak at Missouri Valley. This is one of those games I was trying to see if I could catch everyone to trip up and just have a coin toss, but we'll dive a little bit more into the analysis there.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. Two teams that are kind of half and half on the season. They've had a little bit of success, but have struggled at times as well. I just like what Red Oak has been able to do offensively a little bit more. Adam Beyer has been able, the running backs piled up over 600 yards and 6 touchdowns, and then he's been a wrecking ball on defense, apparently. He's got 43 tackles already this year, so a guy that they really rely on. I think Missouri Valley just has really struggled offensively. They have not been able. Granted, they played some tough defensive teams too, but I think Red Oak, in looking at kind of comparative scores too, Red Oak has a little bit of an edge here. I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Okay. Jim.
I'm not saying it. I'm not going the way he's going. As Chris mentioned, neither team's burning it up on offense this year, that's for sure. And neither's played a whopper of a schedule. I don't know. Missouri Valley's created a few more turnovers, and I think the home field advantage is a big deal for them, too. I'm going to take the Big Reds at home.
Okay. Looking at this, I did see a lot of similarities between these two when it comes to stats and numbers. They're fairly close to being identical on offense. But if you look at Red Oak's defense, they have 4.5 sacks, and the Big Reds have none. And then Red Oak also have 17 more tackles for a loss than Missouri Valley. So I like the Tigers' defense. It's going to be a scrappy win for them, but they'll get it done on the road. I have Red Oak. And Matt?
I'm going to go with the Tigers as well on the road. Yeah, I don't have much. They're favored by 5 points, I guess. They probably have a better run game than what Missouri Valley's put up so far this season. So that's what I'm going to go with and go with the visitors.
So, Jim, I want to check in with you here. We've gone through 5 of these games, and 2 of them you're by yourself. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
I can feel the confidence it's exuding from you. It's impressive.
I will utter a statement that's been uttered almost every single year that this program's been on, and that's been probably over 60 years. First place and last place pay exactly the same. Let's have some fun.
Not true. First place gets that trophy. It's a lot. That's worth a lot.
Next up, we have Kemper Catholic at Greene County. And Jim, we've been focusing on you, so keep it up. Lead us here.
All right. Very good. This one confuses me. I don't know what to think about this. BC Moore rates this as Kemper Catholic by about 18. I haven't seen Kemper Catholic play. They played a better schedule. I did watch Greene County play against Atlantic, and just watching the way they played that night, I thought they could beat just about anybody. They looked really good. Created a bunch of turnovers, and they seemed to run the ball well. They threw it okay when they had to, but if you just look at stats, you'd think, well, Greene County's a better ball club. Just match them up that way. But they just haven't played the schedule that Kemper Catholic has either. It scares me going on the road at Greene County a little bit, though, because as we've seen, they got a lot of confidence when they play at home. But I'm going to take Kemper Catholic with this one.
That was a good little fake out, Jim. I thought you were going with Greene County there. Well done.
I had to talk myself out of that, actually, because I was kind of thinking about that for a while. But, you know, it's also a 3A versus a 2A, right? Kemper Catholic's 2A school. So you never know. You never know when you play up.
You know, from what I saw, Kemper Catholic has had its troubles we've talked about. They've lost competitive games against Bishop Helin and Underwood. And you see Greene County's had things rolling for them. They're on a three-game win streak right now. They're confident at home. We got to watch that game in person and call it. But a tough schedule with Kemper Catholic, I think a tough schedule can refine you a little bit. They've been tested more than Greene County has. I have not the Knights winning this one. Matt, who do you got?
This is a tough one. Yeah, I know we've all seen Greene County play. They've got Ebersol as their quarterback in there. And, yeah, the BC Moore has, like Jim said, 18 points for Kemper in there. The one concern, I'm not quite sure what Mr. Vinami up there, he didn't play quarterback last week. I don't know if there's an injury for him. Their all-state quarterback defensive guy in there, so I'm not quite sure what the details are on that. But they have played a lot tougher schedule so far, more so than what Greene County has. Pretty battle tested in there. I think even their losses were close enough that maybe some opportunities were missed for them. Oh shoot, I don't know. I was just trying to think what Chris over here is going to do, but I'm going to go with Greene
County. Oh no, it's not looking
totally
good for us.
Flipped
Jim.
From what I was thinking when I came in here. So that was a total flip at the last second.
No, Chris, mm-hmm. Pick Kemper Catholic. Don't have Jim and I go together. It never works. It's like mayonnaise and peanut butter on a sandwich. It never goes together.
That makes me ill just thinking about it.
So does Jim and I picking the same schools against you two.
PB.
I'm gonna leave Matt on his limb here. I like Kemper Catholic. The only thing that's concerned me a little bit about, I got to see him a little bit in that game against Avoca, and they do wear out a little bit defensively. It seems like they kind of just get a little lackadaisical towards the end of the game. But they did make the play that they needed to at the end to save that one. So I guess that's saying something too. But it's been interesting what they've been doing because, Bating's been playing quarterback now for a couple of weeks. So I don't know if it's a nagging thing for Vinami and they're just trying to move him around and keep him healthier because he's been playing some. He's been getting some carries and catches. So I'm not sure what the story is. But the Bating kid's played well, and he's thrown for over 600 yards. So I think he stepped into that role nicely. The pieces around him are better. And I just think Greene County not being tested yet, that's what concerns me here. So I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic.
Does he not have his swagger?
He might not have his swagger. It's true. I mean, he's going to need to get that back if they want to make it to the Dome. This is a game they need if they want to get all the way to the Dome. Mm-hmm. It'd kind of be a little bit of a shocker if they let another one slip through their hands.
All right.
And on that note, let's go and take another break here on Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick Cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
And we're here on our last segment of Who's Gonna Win Week 5 edition. Starting this off, our last two games is Harlan Community at Creston. And it's my job to figure out who's gonna win.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You don't have to be in the state of Iowa for that long to realize how competitive of a game this is going to be, and it'll be a fun one to watch, too. Harlan Community has not allowed a touchdown in their past five quarters of play, but Creston is fourth in the state in passing yards. Harlan lost to Lewis Central, and Creston won against them. There are plenty of stats to look at and compare, but in almost every offensive category, it seems that Creston has the edge. More passing yards, more rushing yards, less interceptions, and a 1-2 point win. I have Creston winning this one.
Oof.
Matt.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Like you said, Creston's got a lot of passing yards, over 1,200 yards as a team, rushing for 700 yards as a team. Basically, according to BC Moore, you've got Creston number one, Harlan number two in there. You know, Harlan doesn't quite have the offensive output that they've had in the past. They're only at 1,300 total yards between passing and rushing together. And their ground game is, you know, kind of struggled, I think, just a little bit to get going. So there's that to be said. But I think that definitely the strong point for Harlan has been their defense. You got Rice at one of the ends, Franz Rice. Danny's got 6.5 tackles for a loss, 2.5 sacks. Sorfordin in the middle there. So I think it's absolutely their strong point. So, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with Creston, I think. I think this home field advantage, I think there's a little bit, I don't know. There's very similar schedule, you know, strength of schedule, so you can't really go by that. They've played some good games, so I'm just going to give that slight edge right now to Creston.
I think your gut's in the right place, Matt, or I hope so. Chris.
Well, yeah, we all know what happens when you go play at Creston.
Yeah,
things don't go your way. It does not bounce your way, typically, is how that works, or get thrown your way, however they're going to do it. But, the thing that concerns me about Harlan, which is just so strange to see from them, is they don't have a ground game. They're not able to run the ball, and that's just so weird for a Harlan team. I mean, you're used to those guys lining up and just running you over, pounding the game out. And Creston's been able to do both. You know, Cale Turner's been great through the air. Brendan Hayes has been great both catching and running the ball. So they've got some weapons there on the offensive side. That was a really impressive win over Lewis Central. You know, the only thing that maybe concerns me about looking at that game is, of course, it was right after that big one, you know, against Harlan. So was that a little bit of a letdown there for the Titans in that one? But boy, this is going to be a really close game, but that lack of ground game concerns me, so I'm going Creston as well. I think the Panthers win.
Jim, I can't read your body language right now. But there does seem to be some tenseness. What's going on, Jim? Who's going to win?
If I knew, I wouldn't be in last place. you know, here I sit with an opportunity to take Harlan of all teams
exactly
as a limb pick.
Thinking,
yeah. I mean, seriously, how do I not do that? It seems like the intangibles always favor Harlan, no matter who they're playing, no matter where they're playing. The intangibles are always pointing in that direction. Despite everything you guys have said, you know, BC Moore only has Creston favored by 5. Listening to you guys, I would think it'd be 15. You know, it just sounds like, gosh, they can't get a run game going at Harlan. They can't do this. They can't do that. Yeah, the offensive numbers have been really impressive for Creston. The passing numbers, 14 touchdowns and no interceptions. I mean, they're protecting the ball, too. That's pretty tough. Oh, I don't know, man. I got Creston marked here on my sheet, but I think I'm going to pull a Mullinex here and do a last-minute reversal because I just can't let Harlan go by when I get a chance to take them on a limb pick. So, I mean, I know
right.
this isn't your dad's Harlan team. It's not even Todd Blatt's dad's Harlan team. But I'm going to go with Harlan anyway on the road and keep my fingers crossed.
Okay. And with that, our last game of the week, Atlantic at Knoxville. Matt, who's
going? Knoxville's about 2 points away from being an undefeated team in here. Their two losses were each by 1 point in there. Their strength of schedule, I don't think, is quite as tough as what the Trojans have played so far this year in their first four games. But the quarterback back there, he's thrown up about 550 yards. Is it Keller? He's thrown up about 550 yards in there. He's also rushed the ball for 168 He's got a big target in there in his tight end or receiver, Higginbotham, 16 catches, 250 yards. So they're going to be, pretty well ready to go for the Trojans. But I think Trojan will be too much up front for them, be able to outmatch him. I'm going to go with the Trojans on the road at Kenlockie Stadium.
Okay. Chris.
Historic stadium.
Yes, it is.
They're trying to save it. I don't know how that's come out yet.
Yeah,
there was
some
controversy
either,
last year. But, this will be an interesting game. You look at Knoxville, and of course they do have the comparative game there against Clark. They lost a close one to Clark. Noah Kiefer, I saw him last year at the quarterback spot. He's a serviceable guy. He can do some things. He can avoid guys for a while, and that's kind of his game and what he brings to the table. But, you know, Atlantic's been itching to try to find an opponent where they're going to get a little bit of space, and I think this is the game where they might be able to do that. Colton Rasmussen might be able to break out of some of those double and triple teams here this week and make a couple plays. Colton Becker's been good defensively. I think this is where Atlantic makes a difference. I'm going to go with the Trojans.
Okay. Jim.
Some things that have me scratching my head. Knoxville lost to Clark. Really? Clark's terrible. Knoxville beat Des Moines Hoover. Well, congratulations. Everybody on the planet will beat Des Moines Hoover. They are awful. They are awful. I think Atlantic's played a tougher schedule, but they need to sustain drives. I mean, we watched them a few weeks ago against Greene County, and when they weren't turning the ball over, they just weren't moving the ball. It was three and a punt. I mean, they struggled to move the ball. Got to hang on to it. Got to sustain drives. The thing that scares me is they've shown a propensity to turn the ball over, and Knoxville's shown a propensity to create turnovers with a dozen of those so far this year. Hang on to the football. Create some drives and figure that passing game out. Don't let Colton Rasmussen just disappear. I mean, we've got to find a way to work him into the offense a little bit more. Or, you know, they have to find he and he's got to get open. They have to find him. It's a group effort. But if they do that, I think they pull one off here on the road. So I'm going with the Trojans.
I'm going to play my Uno reverse card. I want to hop in with everybody. Hearing all of your arguments, you're right with Knoxville. I thought they were going to win just off of how many turnovers we've seen from the Trojans. But listening to everything you've said, I feel confident, and I want to cheer for my new hometown here in Atlantic. So I think Trojans are going to get the win on the road. And with that, our picks are in for who's going to win Week 5. Thank you very much for joining us. And we want to give a big thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway Foods for sponsoring us. Any closing remarks, gentlemen?
No.
Go it's Trojans. Going to be a good week of high school ball and college ball. So
I'm just excited. Yes. We've got, what, three limb picks on the sheet this week?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. No. Four. We got four of them. Four. Half our games are limb picks.
Yes. Ooh, five.
No.
One, did two, three, four, five.
Oh,
yes.
We do five. Yeah. That's got to be a record.
Grizzle.
It's training. So many we can't count them.
Missouri Valley, Greene County, and Harlan.
Only here on Who's Going to Win. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway. We're
Fairway, your family. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.